Well, as you know, we've been taking a trip around our area with the various farms, the vendors, fresh food, locally grown. Basically, we've spoken to people who deal with the land, and this is what their business is, from Pauling all the way up to Austerlitz. And today, something really different that's in the same vein. And that is, we're going to talk about Tiny Hearts Farm. And with us right now, we have Jenny Elliott and Luke Franco. We welcome you to Robin Hood Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, hey.
So, you know, I see the name Tiny Heart Farm, and I'm sure people hear about this. Let's explain exactly what Tiny Hearts Farm of Copake, New York is.
Well, we're a cut flower farm right in the center of Copake here. Basically, we've been in existence for about 8 years now. And when we started out, we had grown both vegetables and flowers, and we just started to get known more and more for the cut flowers that we were growing. Everybody seemed interested in that more so than tomatoes and eggplants that we were doing, and we just sort of moved in that direction. And over the years, we turn into specialists, so basically all sorts of cut flowers.
I think that's an interesting story, but what's even more interesting, when I look at your webpage about you, weren't you musicians at first? How did that go from basically classically trained musicians to move on to something like this?
Well, every musician needs a backup plan.
Yeah, so ours is farming.
I guess it beats being a waiter or a waitress.
Well, we met when we were both in music school in Boston. I was at the Boston Conservatory studying classical guitar, and Luke was at Berkeley studying jazz guitar. And I guess that was definitely our plan, was to be musicians living in the city. And and Luke actually still plays. He's a great jazz guitarist and performs all around. I haven't played for about 10 years now because I got into farming pretty much right after school and switched over hard and fast. And that was the thing that I wanted to do. So now Luke does both of those things. He'll farm all day and then go play gigs at night.
Although it's a little less frequently this season because it's been pretty busy for us.
We are speaking with Jenny Elliott and Luke Franco once again, Tiny Hearts Farm of Copake, New York. You can find them, of course, on the web, tinyheartfarm.com, tinyheartsfarm.com. What's interesting, just talking to the two of you and seeing how a love of farming is one thing, but having it evolve where you actually can become an expert in something. You chose to cut flowers. How did you develop the knowledge of to know what flowers offered the most chance for people to want to come and purchase them and buy from you?
Yeah, I think a lot of trial and error. Like Luke said, we started with vegetables, and my training was on vegetable farms. And so when we started doing flowers, I started with just the typical kinds of things that you see around, sunflowers, zinnias, snapdragons, things like that, and then just got more and more adventurous. It was a pretty steep, it is a pretty steep learning curve every season with flowers.
Every season's like a college education, in flowers, that's for sure.
Farming. Yeah, but we just like to try all kinds of different things, and we've found that, you can't give up on a flower variety after 1 year. We usually trial something for 2 or 3 years before we decide if it gets to stick around the farm or not. And, of course, we pay attention and respond to what customers are going for. So there's certain flowers that we just couldn't grow enough of, I think. And then there's ones that get to stick around because, I love to grow them. and I'll stick them into anything I can because I love them. And a lot of unique things, a lot of things that maybe aren't considered cut flowers, typically, herbs and greenery.
Yeah, and I'd add, something that makes our arrangements unique is sometimes we use foraged items and stuff like that. So there's a lot of great native kind of things that are growing in our hedgerows and field edges that sometimes are just the perfect thing to make an arrangement interesting.
Now, what I want to get across to people is we're speaking once again about Tiny Hearts Farm in Copaig. You guys are not like a florist shop or anything like that at the farm. I get the feeling that now you have opened up a shop, which we'll talk about in a second, but I've got a feeling that you obviously have cultivated, and I use that term expressly for this, a pretty good relationship where you obviously ship out to people because cut flowers are now really a very big thing.
Sure. Yeah. It's been a process, and, sometimes, honestly, we feel like we're have our hands in a bunch of different pots at once. But we have been for the past, I'd say, 4 or 5 years now, shipping flowers all the way down to New York City. We have a friend who ships flowers to Boston for us for a few farms over there that want to add cut flowers to their CSA. We do the Hudson Valley in Westchester, the Berkshires, all over the place, really.
And it's different places. We deliver directly to florists, and then we do bouquets and bunches to specialty grocers and some restaurants and all kinds of different things.
And
turns out everybody needs flowers.
And I would be willing to bet that because of what you do and how you do it and how you've reached out and built this, you're probably brought in to do events as well, right?
Oh, yeah, that too. That's right. We actually do a lot of weddings and events as well.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about this. It's interesting, when you're a vegetable farmer, people don't come up to you and say, hey, you grow vegetables, that's great. Can you be the chef at my wedding? But when you're growing flowers, you know, one of the first questions that we were asked was, like, that's amazing. Can you do the flowers for our wedding? And we were just thrown into that really early in the farm's kind of history.
Yeah, the answer was yes. But now it's been, I think we've been doing weddings and events for about 6 years now, and that's a big core part of our business now.
Well, once again, we're speaking with Luke Franco and Jenny Elliott. Now, what I find interesting about what you do, before we get to the shop once again that's open in Hillsdale, is that I think cut flowers are a lot like anything else where people like the locavore attitude about it. And, of course, the closer they are, the fresher they are when they're cut, really the better they are not only to look at but to smell and to appreciate.
Sure. I mean, there's a huge cut flower industry in this country. And basically, whenever there's a special occasion or anything, or even just people that want to keep flowers around, people have a choice to make where they're sourcing their flowers from. There's a lot of imports that come in from overseas and from South America and everything. But we think that all the issues that are involved with organic agriculture and local, you know, food also apply to cut flowers. And a lot of times people don't make that connection. But all the issues are there, you know, the types of chemicals and stuff that are used and the amount of distance that the products are traveling. It's all just the same with flowers. And just because we're not eating it doesn't make those issues any more less important.
Yeah, they're still on your dinner table. Hopefully they should be.
Right. So we focus on, we grow all sorts of things that we can grow here, and we try and distribute it as locally as possible.
Let's talk about your shop in Hillsdale, because obviously that's a pretty big step for you to make, to move outside the farm. Where is it located? And let's talk a little bit about that for a moment or two.
Yeah, we just opened the shop up in early May. We're really, really excited about it. It's gorgeous. It's right in the center of the hamlet of Hillsdale, State Route 23, right across from, like, Crossroads and next to the HDS Kitchen Home Chef. And it's a beautiful retail space. It's got these soaring ceilings. It's gorgeous. And we sell a lot of flower-related things. We have vases and flower frogs and things like that. And then, of course, we bring flowers from the farm every week. So we're featuring whatever is, the brightest and most beautiful from the field that week. for people to pick up. And then we also do CSA. So we've got a pretty booming flower CSA going on over there. So people come and they've prepaid for the season, and they can pick up a bouquet every week for the whole season. And we still have one coming up. We have a dahlia share coming up, which is 6 weeks of dahlias, because that's one of our favorite crops. We grow an acre of dahlias, all
the
different colors. Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, I should say they're still for sale on our website.
Okay, now for your shop, did you take an old building and rehab it, or did you build new?
Well, it was interesting. We don't own the building. We're leasing it from our landlord, Matthew White, who's actually a very talented interior designer.
Oh, he's just talented at everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's the truth. And he had purchased this building, which was an old house that had been built, I think, in the 1850, sometime around there, with the intention of restoring it. And unfortunately, the foundation was sort of unstable, and it didn't seem like they were going to be able to save it. So what he did was he had to rebuild the building, and he did so like to get it to look like the historic photographs of what had been there previously, so that the hamlet still looks the same, but it's got a brand new building there. And with that, there were some changes. It used to be what's called an eyebrow colonial.
Yeah.
And there was two stories in the front room. And so basically the floor for the second story was just removed. And it's our front showroom has this amazing 18-foot ceiling that it's just spectacular. It's not a huge room, but it feels like Grand Central in there.
once again, we're talking about Tiny Hearts Farm, and we're speaking with the proprietors. And what's you know, I used to live in Hillsdale. I used to live on Anthony Street many years ago.
Wow.
But Hillsdale as a town itself is totally different than it was when I lived there about 30 years ago. And I think by having your shop there, it really is not only can you sell there, but also it is a highlight to highlight your farm in general, which is close by Wright and Copaig.
Sure. I mean, we think of the farm as basically the heart of our business, and it's the one thing that makes our flower shop different than most other flower shops. So everything that we sell at the shop, we grow on the farm, and that's really important to us.
Now, what are the hours of the shop, first of all?
Well, we have limited summer hours. Yep. We're just kind of getting started. We're doing Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 4 at the moment.
The rest of the time, we're out in the fields farming.
now, do you do any retail out of the farm itself, or just that's at the store now, and at the farm, you just get everything together to get it out to your retail and to your other customers?
Yeah, that's a nice thing that the stores allowed us to do is make the farm just a farm. So our barn, where we used to have to have wedding consultations and just do everything, now is a pack-out barn. And we're just able to keep the farm a farm, and then do, wedding and event design and sales out of the shop, which is really nice.
So Tiny Hearts Farm, the farm is in Copaig, but the shop and studio is in Hillsdale, right on Route 23. And if you want more information on the web, tinyheartsfarm.com, tinyheartsfarm.com. Well, congratulations, you two. Maybe things will evolve in 20 years. You can get back to into music.
Hey, you never know.
No, really, congratulations. I just applaud because I know how hard you work in the fields, and now to have a retail shop is pretty impressive. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.